This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Guess what? It's the last working Tuesday of 2018. Yes, peeps, next Tuesday is Christmas and the Tuesday after that is New Year's. So this is the last episode of Resource Center for 2018. My oh my, where has the year gone? And to wrap up the year that was, who better to have on the show with us than our friends from Open Minds Resources, who are here to give us the digital marketing highlights from the year that was 2018 and their predictions for 2019. We've got the whole shebang with us in the house. Jan Wong and Daryl Tan, co-founders of Open Minds Resources, Celine Ting, business development lead at Open Minds, and Ryan Ng, social media consultant at Open Minds. Thanks for joining me in the studio today, guys.
Great to be here.
Hello.
So, full house. So, how are we going to do this? Where do we begin? 2018. What a year.
Yeah, what a year. I think 2018 has been very, very exciting for the year of digital marketing. If you just look at this progress of technology and marketing, I think we've provided tons of updates surpassing what we've covered even before. Mm-hmm. But 2018 seems to be also one of the year that has the most updates surrounding data analytics. Mm. Prior to this, data analytics is, I wouldn't say not popular, but it's lesser talked about. We were always focusing on content. But this year, we had a lot of updates regarding data analytics alone, which is to be expected, considering all the content-related advancements from different media, from ads to user-generated content, but we really focus primarily on ads. Yeah. And we also saw how the world went really ballistic over the Cambridge Analytica data breach incident. And then we also shared on one episode that there was this whole Google Plus data leak that was going on. And all these were big concerns of 2018 surrounding data privacy. But even so, these situations have caused both companies and users to be a lot more aware and a lot more protective over the data that they own on their own. Yeah. So even if you look at all the different social media platforms out there, almost every media platform has already pushed their analytics capabilities in 2018. Even the likes of Snapchat, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all of these platforms have seen drastic changes and updates in how they track certain customer behavior in providing business owners a lot more insights and control in what kind of data they are seeing based on their followers or customers' interaction with them online.
It's like we're in a completely different space than we were in January this year, right?
Exactly. I think back then in January, we were still talking about how a different form of content will make it big. We are talking about how business owners can tap into different platforms or different round of engagement. But moving towards Q2, Q3, we see that all these companies are focusing on how can you optimize content further, and all this comes down to data analytics. So even if you look at some of the likes of YouTube or even Instagram, they have put together more business insights. Mm. Instagram also opened up the analytics for business accounts this year. We also have Facebook putting more video insights into the video content they have. And then, of course, we also have the launch of Roundup Analytics that also happened this year to pretty much help business owners and marketers simplify the whole hassle of understanding data.
And the growth has been so exponential. You guys were even selected to make a pitch at Wild Digital Indonesia earlier this month, right?
Yes, that's right. It was a very exciting opportunity offered to us to be able to share what Roundup can actually do to the audience in Indonesia. In fact, we're also trying to expand our audience, not just in Indonesia, but also Hong Kong and Singapore, which we already have some users on board.
Okay. All right, let's move on to our next update. Daryl, social commerce, what did we see in this space in 2018?
So in 2018, especially in November, you know, we've just passed all the big sales, right?
Oh
in Singles
my.
Day, Black Friday.
I am still broke.
I still broke. Us too. Who else out there is still broke, right? So we see a lot of shopping going on, right, in 2018. And the social platforms are really picking up on this, right? If you look at what has happened, especially on Instagram and how they have integrated shopping into the platform and make it more seamless, right? And it makes it easier for people to buy. It makes it easier for people to find the products that they want. Or sometimes the algorithm works in a way where it just looks at your interests, looks at your behavior, and then it, you know, it shows you ads, for example, or the things that you have bookmarked, for example, all come right out in your face, right?
Sometimes I feel like it's reading my mind.
Yes, it is. It's
it
super
knows
scary.
What I want.
So if you look at how it has developed Instagram, right? You look at the organic posts, you look at the shoppable organic posts, tagging on products, you look at postings right now, especially overseas brands, and when you tap on it, there's this small little dot on it, and when you tap on it, the price comes out, the product name comes out, the price comes out, and just by a tap, you know, it leads you to the website and you can make a purchase.
Yes,
right?
It's so much easier for them to take our money. Yes,
yes, very, very much easier and good for them.
And it's not just on Instagram, right?
Now, it's on Instagram posting. So I guess they found such a value in this, right? In taking our money, in that sense. It has gone on, of course, to our ever, whatever they're taking up a lot of our time, which is Instagram stories, right? And they have developed this and put it also in stories. And when you watch stories nowadays, you can also see these products being placed there. So Instagram actually reported that 300 million of its users are on Instagram stories every day. So can you imagine 300 million users every day and people shopping, just 10% of people shopping, let's just say, right?
Yeah.
That's a huge amount, right? And doing this, putting the tagging and make it more seamless, helps show social commerce as a whole to grow, especially in 2018.
But other than Instagram, we also saw this on Snapchat, right?
Yes, correct. So we talked about this earlier on in the year, and Snapchat basically had a Snapchat camera shopping feature, whereby Snapchat has entered new partnerships with Amazon, and they actually use their Amazon product library as it finds related visuals that matches when users take a photo of a product. So if a Snapchatter takes a picture of a computer, for example, or some sort of some retail product, it matches with Amazon's product library, and then it can actually suggest you to buy it from there, order it straight from there. So how amazing is that, right?
And how evil too.
How evil, yes. How beneficial to us.
All right. There was also a lot of developments when it came to just your ad buying options. You know, everyone kind of stepped up their game towards the end of the year. Ryan, give us a lowdown on this.
Yeah. With, you know, the digital marketing becoming more and more advanced and more competitive, of course, the big players are bringing in a lot of more new features for businesses to jump on. And there were a few notable highlights throughout the year. The first one was definitely the new integration of the WhatsApp Business API.
Yes.
So what it essentially did was it's added arsenal for businesses to allow them to respond to inquiries, provide information and receipts and statements, etc., to their customers, to their consumers. This makes WhatsApp an even more consolidated platform to store important information and receive necessary updates directly from businesses. And it also allows for more convenient and more personalized communication between businesses and consumers with this API.
Yeah, I know many businesses were really excited about using WhatsApp, even here at BFM. But Google, you know, they also decided that they were going to try and get more out of our ad buying money. They did wonders this year.
Yeah. So one highlight from Google is their new and improved consolidated advertising ecosystem. So previously, buying ads through Google can be a bit troublesome, a bit not very user-friendly, mafan, because a lot of options and it's very complex. So essentially, they have renamed and reorganized their software, making it more user-friendly and comprehensive for ad buyers and sellers to use it. So it groups a lot of separate functions into one place for more optimal usage. So this really removes a lot of complexities and it allows businesses to connect more with consumers easily. And it helps them easily decide which product is more suited for their businesses.
Anyone else that was doing anything interesting in this space, Ryan, in 2018?
Yes, Facebook actually introduced
Facebook
Watch. And it's available globally now, while they are also rolling out new options for advertisers to create videos. So what Facebook Watch does is it made Facebook into a more prominent video consumption platform. So it's making a play for video creators and businesses to and open up opportunities for them to further utilize the site. And, you know, with Facebook in-stream ads becoming more and more popular right now, so with Facebook Watch becoming, you know, making Facebook a video consuming platform, You can see more and more advertisers jumping onto the Facebook in-stream ads. Mm. And it's bad news for consumers, but good news for businesses in a sense. So with the ability, new options for advertisers to create videos, it also gives them access and helps businesses of all kinds. But most importantly, the businesses of lesser capacity, businesses that cannot afford a whole studio or a production company to help them create these videos. So with these editing features, it helps them to easily create video assets to maximize the performance of their Facebook ads.
Okay, and speaking of videos, this year I found ads on YouTube that I could not skip. So for me, that was a big deal. Still is.
So YouTube being still the biggest video platform, they took a page out of Facebook and introduced non-skippable ads. Yeah, Facebook kind of started it first. Yeah, so blame it on Facebook. So YouTube is offering non-skippable ads to more creators, particularly YouTube partners for now. But this increases the chances of people completing a non-skippable video simply because it's 15 seconds. No one's going to make a lot of hassle about a 15-second non-skippable video compared to like a 3-minute non-skippable video.
Oh my God, that's a nightmare. Right?
So while it appears a lot more hard sell, it also means that it reaches the masses and more people will see the business's ads when they put it on YouTube. And for brands, this allows you to have more creative control and access when you engage with your consumers.
Thanks, Ryan. But on like the branding front, Celine, this is your thing. What has happened in 2018 that has changed the digital space?
So people don't like cookie cutter things anymore. Mm-hmm. They want more interaction, more engagement, more customizable.
Personalized.
Something that's personalized. Mm. Yes. Very specialized for you. So
We're getting a bit spoiled.
Yes. Everyone's getting a bit spoiled. So Facebook and Instagram is doing just that. Right? Facebook is introducing AR that's marked. So basically what happens is that if you have a picture, brands can put anything on their picture, and if you put a camera on it, a video will come up, a different realm, a different kind of augmented reality
will
come up.
Like they can scan the QR
code
and
exactly.
You can
it doesn't even need to be a QR code. It can even just be a picture. Mm. So it can be your marketing poster, it can be your banner, and you can just put a camera on it and different things can pop out. You can put whatever you want in the video. So it's very interactive with the audience. Mm. Facebook has been looking into making chatbots more... adding more personality, basically. People don't like talking to non-living things.
Yeah, but it hasn't been so painful on Facebook, actually.
Yes, not so much yet, but I think people tend to emphasize a lot about personality now on their chatbots. So they add funny, funny things. They even have tips to tell you to add typos just to make it look more realistic. So I think that's what people are integrating into their chatbots now. So the conversations, making it more interactive, making it more intuitive in terms of what they should respond to a particular audience. Mm. And lastly, I think this is the most interesting one, which is the Brand Collapse Manager.
Yeah.
So what it is very customizable because the influencers that you reach out to are very much the influencers that reach out to your target audience, because this is what it provides, right? So people, marketers can actually look up influencers that matches whatever target audience that they have, whether it matches their target audience, they can kind of see the percentage, their engagement rate, what they have been doing, whether it's working or not, and they can just reach out to them straight away, email them, and done.
Yeah, so somehow now the exposure is measurable.
Yeah, it's very much measurable. You can discover them, look for them, whether or not it matches your audience, and you can tell straight away, hey, this guy matches my audience. Why don't I reach out to this person?
Mm. Mm-hmm. What about Instagram? Because you mentioned earlier it was Facebook and Instagram that were really instrumental in 2018.
Yes. So I think Instagram introduced IGTV, which is another platform that is more interactive and also allows advertisers to kind of put in ads inside. This is another platform for them to take out money. But we can reshare stories now as well.
Yeah.
So it's very interactive, especially with brands. So users like it when brands tend to share their story. Hey, this brand noticed me. They're sharing my story. It's also very good for engagement with other audience and also other users, because then they will see real life experience and feedback from customers themselves.
All right. And that was 2018, was it?
Yes, it is.
Well, no, it wasn't. I cannot believe that you forgot that special episode that we did ahead of GE14.
Well, let's see. I mean, we talked about the impact of social media when it comes to politics and how social media has become a very important part even in campaigning, even in positioning the candidates. That has pretty much been the main topic in that particular session.
Okay, very good. So Jan passed the test. But you know, I actually found this episode to be memorable, not just because it was a one-off, but it was something that we pulled together with a day's notice. And you guys really showed how social media can influence the way we vote in general elections.
Yes,
right?
Definitely. Social media played such a big role, not only for our general election, I think for many other, like the US general election. And I think we also drew reference from there and how it, the like videos, ad buying, certain influencers have really made such a change in how we look at, you know, even pre-statistics of polling, right? And who would win, right? And we talked a lot about these so-called social media tactics, right? That influence us.
Yeah, exactly.
Even like we look at post-GE, social media has played a tremendous role, especially in this new Malaysia, right? In looking at politics and even the ministers. So much story, so much news.
Dissemination
just
of information.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, circulating around social media. So not only pre, but post.
Yeah, our former prime minister is using Facebook for everything.
Exactly.
Now.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
Okay, and there you have it. The digital marketing highlights for 2018. And of course, you know, coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about the predictions these guys have for breaking digital marketing updates for 2019. That's all coming up after this quick break. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.